Welcome to the Short Term Show, the show about short-term rentals and long-term wealth, with real property owners hosting real properties who are crushing it in the vacation and short-term rental space. And here's your host, Avery Carl.
This episode of the Short Term Show is brought to you by The Short Term Shop. If you're interested in buying a short-term rental in one of the top vacation markets in America, just go to theshorttermshop.com and click Get Connected with an Agent. If you purchase a home with the shop, you'll have access to all of our client-only benefits, such as training on how to manage your short-term rental. So we'll teach you everything you need to know, from how to set up your Airbnb and Vrbo listings, to how to use the property management software that you'll need to streamline your business, all the way down to helping you source your local boots on the ground, like cleaners, handy people, etc. We've taught thousands of people just like you how to buy and manage their vacation homes from anywhere in the world. So head on over to theshorttermshop.com and click Get Connected with an Agent to get started. I do have to mention that we're brokered by eXp or else I get in trouble. We'll see you guys over there. Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of The Short Term Show. Today we've got a cool guest named Angel Piontek. She is the head of marketing at Point Central, which is a smart home technology company. And I know we all like to use certain smart apparatus. I don't know what the plural of apparatus is, but we use a lot of smart stuff in our short-term rental homes. So really interested to hear what Angel has to say today. Hey, Angel, how's it going?
Hey, Avery. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Thanks for coming on. Well, why don't you start off by just telling us a little bit about yourself?
Yeah. So I'm Angel Piontek. I'm head of marketing at Point Central. Before Point Central, you know, the bulk of my career has actually been in real estate, specifically residential real estate. But if we go all the way back to the start of my career, I worked at a pharmaceutical advertising firm in New York City. You know, family happened, moved to the DC area. I actually grew up in Virginia. So, you know, when you have your first kid, you kind of want to go back home. My parents were here. So moved down to the DC area. And that's when I got started in real estate. So I actually got my real estate license at that time. And then, you know, I wanted something flexible. You have a lot of these misconceptions when you first start real estate. So I got my license and I actually ended up taking a staff role at that real estate company. So I've had various roles there from director of operations to marketing, and I also had a broker's license. But about a year and a half ago, I left residential real estate and I joined Point Central. Right before I left that company, though, I was VP of marketing for the real estate company. We had about 300 agents at that time, but I also worked with Coble Banker to create a smart home certification class. They actually had a smart home campaign for several years. I was the subject matter expert for that certification class, and I also represented the brand in just educating agents on the values of smart home as it pertains to real estate and, you know, some of the challenges that agents face when it comes to selling a home with smart devices. I was also an SME for the National Association of Realtors Smart Home Certification class. So fast forward a year and a half ago, I went to Point Central. So it's kind of been a great confluence of my real estate experience in the past and also smart home experience. And I'm also an early adopter of smart home. So I have a lot of devices in my own home. So it's been a great move for me.
Okay, awesome. So let's talk about smart devices in a home. So for me, in short-term rentals, I take the approach of, you know, the simpler, the better. It needs to be really easy for a lot of people to use. And how do we make sure that we're choosing easy to use stuff when we're choosing smart devices?
Yeah, that's a really great question. And, you know, especially when you're looking at it from a business perspective, I think that ease of use is really important. Choosing brands that are well known, you know, that has some support out there. I think it's just a matter of, like, you know, what's going to benefit your business, and also, you know, what's going to be it's going to help you from an operational standpoint, but also that guest experience, right? Guests expect certain things these days when it comes to, like, the evolution of smart home, that the adoption on the consumer side has really kind of changed the way we operate businesses, whether it's long-term rental or short-term rental. You know, at Point Central, we have both. So, you know, we have a curated ecosystem. So we have devices that are vetted just to make sure that they're reliable and durable for commercial use.
Okay. What are some examples of some devices that you would potentially recommend for long-term and short-term rentals?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, you start at the lock. I think today that's probably table stakes. You know, that's your foot in the door when it comes to smart home devices, because there's a lot of efficiencies that can happen that you can benefit from when you implement smart locks. But things like smart thermostat, you know, that's going to save you on energy bills, whether it's vacant or occupied. You know, our product has occupancy-based thermostat controls that automates all of that so that, you know, you're not having to manually set the temperature based on whether it's occupied or it's vacant. So things like water sensors, that's really important when it comes to protecting your assets. When it comes to water issues, you know, every minute counts. So if you can identify a leak as it happens, that's going to prevent catastrophic damage to the property.
I've actually never heard of a water sensor. So can you kind of tell me what that does? Because I do like the idea of, you know, maybe not a lot of smart home stuff for guests to use, because I think that might create a lot of opportunity for us to fail. But sure. In terms of monitoring things in the house, I really, really like that. But I've never heard of a moisture sensor. What's that?
Yeah, so it's actually like a water leak detector. So there's a couple of different devices that we have. So we have a water sensor that you can put, you know, under the sink, wherever there could be water. So by the washing machine, by the hot water heater, that'll sense any moisture that is, you know, within that touches that sensor. So if there's any kind of leak, you know, it'll notify you or your property manager that there's a leak. So then you can investigate further. It may not be anything, but when it comes to water, again, every minute counts and you want to make sure that you're catching those things early. But we also have like a water valve and meter with an automatic shutoff. So think about like if a pipe bursts, it'll automatically detect that and shut off the water. So this comes in handy when you're thinking about, you know, properties that may be in a remote area, maybe you're a couple of hours away and you have no awareness of what's happening in the property when it's vacant. So something like that, you know, could really help protect that specific home where you have that peace of mind. To me, awareness is peace of mind when it comes to smart home technology. So, you know, that water will automatically shut off if there's a pipe burst, and then it'll notify you. So the water sensor there, you know, they're really cheap these days. You can buy them for pretty cheap and install them wherever there's, you know, water. So your toilets, sink, all of those areas. I think that's a great way to just have that detection.
Okay, that's cool. Are there any other sensors like that that can help you? Because, I mean, obviously you want to know, and sometimes it can be a month of a water leak of a big one before you realize if you don't live in the house. I actually recently had somebody reach out to me and say, hey, didn't one of your buyers buy this house on this street? Because there's definitely water coming, like flowing down the driveway. There must be something going on. And they said, I called them and I told them, and they said, oh, you know, actually our water bill has been really high the past few months, but we didn't realize it was due to a leak. So that could definitely stop that kind of thing pretty quickly. Yeah. But are there any other sensor type things that we should be aware of that can help with that? Maybe not necessarily water leaks, but other kinds of things too?
Yeah, for sure. Temperature sensors is a big thing. So you'll be notified if, you know, an area in the property may be at a freezing temperature so that you can, you know, you can take action when that happens. And then, of course, you have door and window sensors. You know, one of the things that's really great about implementing like an enterprise level platform is, you know, all of these devices can talk to each other. So if you have a door sensor that triggers, you know, when a door or window has been open for a long time. So let's say you are in a coastal community and it's like 100 degrees outside and the guest left, you know, the door open. It'll notify you that the door has been open for, you know, for a long time. And then it will actually trigger the HVAC system to either power off or turn down so that you're not taxing that HVAC system. It's trying to heat to 68 degrees when it's 100 degrees outside. So definitely door and window sensors are great. And then temperature sensors, like I said.
Awesome. I didn't know that those existed either. Other than a smart thermostat. But
right.
What are some other just benefits to short-term rental hosts when it comes to using smart property technology?
Yeah. So I guess there I would start with like our three value pillars, right? Operational efficiency, like how can these devices help you with your day-to-day operations? And of course, asset protection. We talked a little bit about that when it comes to water. And then guest satisfaction or meeting guest expectations today. You know, operators can really benefit from that automation piece. So let's say, your guest leaves early at 7 a.m., they put in an exit code, it can notify your cleaning crew that the home is vacant and they can start that turnover process earlier in the day than let's say at 11 o'clock when they think the guest has left. The occupancy-based thermostat controls help save time and money. If you're coming from a quote unquote dumb thermostat and, you switch to a smart thermostat, you could see a 16 to 23% savings in cooling, 9 to 15% savings on heating based on our devices. That's because, you can have those set points, the vacant set point already in place so that it'll automatically change the thermostat for you when that guest leaves. So it happens automatically and you're not having to go to the property, make sure it's locked and also, turn down the thermostat. You can also have the set point different when it's occupied. So your guests are comfortable, but they're not able to turn it too high or too low based on the weather. Other key benefits are, obviously addressing safety concerns when it comes to keys access. You have an audit trail that you know who has come and gone in the property, being able to respond to access issues within minutes versus hours. Like let's say, you have a property that is an hour away. If the guest is having access issues, you can give them a code within a couple of minutes. They're calling you, you can fix that issue for them really quickly. And that just helps with the satisfaction and getting great reviews at the end of the transaction, which is what you want to get more guests to book your property. And, things like being able to check in at the property, direct check-in. We have customers that have been able to close check-in locations, saving thousands of dollars in overhead because they don't have to be there to give keys to guests. And they're able to reassign staff that would have, done check-ins all day to other parts of the business that could, help with guests, the guest experience, delivering that exceptional experience.
Management Monday is proud to present this episode of the Short Term Show. Management Monday is a weekly course that will teach you everything you need to know about managing a short-term rental from a distance. How to get more bookings, higher ADR, how to hire and fire vendors. Even if you don't want to manage it yourself, you need this course so you know how to manage your manager. Over 10,000 superhosts started their career with Management Monday. And the best part is, it's free for short-term shop clients. Start your journey today at theshorttermshop.com. Theshorttermshop.com. This episode is brought to you by the premier short-term rental Facebook group, Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth. We have nearly 50,000 members. This is the biggest independently owned and operated SCR Facebook group, and it has been curated by yours truly, Cashflow Carl. Join us on Facebook. Search the groups for Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth. That's Short-Term Rental Long-Term Wealth on Facebook.
Okay. So I know myself included, most of us short-term rental investors typically will do like a Schlage Encode lock, maybe a Honeywell T9 thermostat and like a Ring camera. And obviously those are all different companies that they don't really integrate with each other, but they integrate into our property management software and platforms that we use. Mm-hmm. So what would be the benefit for a host to use like a point central system versus buying all of our stuff separately like that?
Yeah, that's a really great question. I think when you have a few devices, a few properties, that's probably okay to have, different solutions like that. But I think once you start to scale and you have more than a few properties, it can be really difficult to manage all of these apps. Everybody has app fatigue, right? You have hundreds of apps on your phone, multiple devices, they don't talk to each other. So one of the values or the benefits of a system like Point Central, an enterprise solution, is that all of the devices are in one platform. So imagine being able to look at your smart locks, your smart thermostats, your video doorbell. We are launching that actually this year for short-term rental, all of that in one platform, and they can talk to each other. So the, you know, that automation piece is really the key benefit there. So it's not just about the device itself. It is the software that we have built on top of that, that kind of really helps with that operational efficiency piece. So I think I mentioned earlier, you know, when a guest leaves, it'll automatically lock the door, make sure it's secure. It will put the thermostat into that vacant set point. So again, like there's so many ways to save time when you have that enterprise level platform.
Okay.
And then scalability is the other thing. You know, as you might just start with smart locks now and not ready for other devices, but you can add them as you need to grow. It's a customizable solution.
Okay. So let's say you have a short-term rental and you're ready to just plug in all of these things. What all devices would you recommend besides the three that we just mentioned? So smart lock, smart thermostat, and video doorbell or floodlight cam. What else would you recommend?
Yeah. So smart light, smart thermostat, you know, your water sensor, to me, that's like a critical piece that people aren't necessarily think about. Video doorbells, for sure, that is, you know, because that's integrated with our system as well. The other thing for short-term rental would be the smart noise monitor, you know, being a good neighbor and making sure you're proactively addressing issues like that. And I think, you know, when it comes to noise, that could be a regulatory issue. You know, there's a lot of municipalities that have noise ordinances. So you want to make sure that, again, you know, just being a great neighbor, like being aware of, you know, other properties in the area, I think that's just, it's a great way to run a business. So definitely the smart noise monitor, and it measures decibel levels. It's privacy safe, so it's not actually like recording conversations or anything like that. So it measures that decibel level. If it's been going on for like, say, 10 minutes, then it'll notify you, hey, there could be an issue here, and then you can address it.
Okay. So let's talk about, you guys connect via a cellular network and not necessarily mm-hmm. Wi-Fi. Is that correct?
Yes. Yes.
Okay. So in the event that like the power goes out, which knocks out the Wi-Fi, will the mm-hmm. lock still work?
Yeah. So yes. So that's a thing with the locks will still work because there's battery, but our locks are also Z-Wave. So it's not reliant on Wi-Fi, which is the reason why we've set it up the way that we have, because it's like a dedicated path for your smart devices. So you're right. Like if a power goes out, then you have no Wi-Fi, like how are you going to access your devices? So with Point Central, yeah, that's Wi-Fi going out is not an issue. I mean, of course you might have devices that use Wi-Fi, like a video doorbell, but in, you know, you're not going to have access to those devices anyway when there's a power outage.
Right. Gotcha. Okay. And what does the cost of something like this look like to set all of this up and then monthly?
Yeah. So it really depends. And for specific pricing, I would, you know, probably get you to our sales team. The one thing that is great with like an enterprise level system is that you don't have individual fees. So let's say you have a smart noise monitor, you have one tech fee for that, like, you know, and then if you have video doorbell, you have another fee for that. It's all in one package. So if you have all of these devices, you're paying one monthly fee versus like a bunch of different little ones, and you're saving money doing it that way.
Okay. Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. You've got, if you buy a bundle, it's less than if you buy everything individually. I got it.
And from a device perspective too, we work with, you know, Yale, Schlage, Kwikset for locks. You can buy the device from us directly, or you can buy it, you know, retail price if you would like, wherever you want to source it from, as long as it's same make and model, you can do it either way.
Okay. I didn't realize that. That's pretty interesting.
Yeah.
Okay. So we're using third-party locks like Schlage and Yale and all that. What about the thermostats and the cameras? Are those third-party too, or are they like an in-house Point Central brand?
Yes. So for our thermostats, we do have, it's not Point Central brand, it's actually Alarm.com. So we are a wholly owned subsidiary of Alarm.com. Alarm.com devices are in 9 million homes and businesses globally. So, you know, our devices have been vetted. For our thermostats, we use Alarm.com, but we also have a couple of third-party brands that are available. And then for our video cameras, we use Alarm.com video cameras for doorbells specifically. And, you know, it's fully integrated into our system, so you're not having to pay a separate subscription or go to a separate app to look at, you know, either live recordings or live or recorded footage. So it's all integrated within the Point Central system.
And for the locks and the cameras, do I have to log into and out of separate accounts for separate properties, or can I have all of my properties under one account and just toggle back and forth between the different properties, cameras, and locks?
Yeah, that's the beauty of this enterprise platform, is you do not have to go to different apps or platforms. It's all in one. So you can go to the Point Central platform and look at all of your properties, all of your devices are in there. There's an enterprise dashboard for cameras. So if you have video doorbells or outdoor video cameras, that can you can view and control them in the same platform.
That's very helpful, because a lot of platforms, even if you only have to go to one platform, they only allow like one property per account, and you have to log in and log back out with a new, or log out and log back in with a new account to switch between properties. So that definitely makes things a lot easier.
Yeah, for sure.
So is there anything about Point Central that I haven't asked or that you feel like you want to explain to our audience that we haven't covered?
Anything about Point Central? Yeah. So, you know, when you think about smart home, you know, we look at it in as a, an entire property, right? Like the comprehensive holistic view of what you or your property would need in terms of managing it. So we don't just look at in-unit devices. So we have things like access control. So if you have, you know, a pool area that you want, you know, guests to have access to, like it's really like a holistic view of the property. So a lot of times, you know, you might, when you think about smart home, you're just thinking about the locks and thermostat, but it's, there's so much more than that. Perimeter video is really important. Again, that awareness piece that you have equals peace of mind when it comes to, you know, your business and being able to quickly see what's going on in your property. I think that's pretty important. So, you know, we've changed, it's not smart home technology for us, it's smart property. It's a little bit nuanced, but it's not just a change in semantics, because we really want to look at the property as a whole versus just what's inside the home.
All right. Well, cool. So we are to the last three questions of our show. And we ask
that was these fast.
It goes by fast. So the first question is, what advice would you give to 20-year-old Angel?
Oh my gosh, 20-year-old me, I guess, you know, in terms of real estate, because that's what we're here for. What advice I would give myself is that time is really the most valuable asset you have when it comes to investing in real estate. So starting as early as possible, because that helps you take advantage of that long-term appreciation. So I think when I think about real estate investing, you know, two strategies come to mind, cash flow and equity. Well, positive cash flow, like that helps you provide stability and help you weather the downturns in the market, but understand that real estate is really a long-term investment. So you have to be prepared to stick it out long-term.
Great advice. Similar question. What advice do you have for a new investor who's interested in getting started today? So we're in almost to mid 2024. The real estate market's a little wacky, extremely wacky, worst it's ever been, you might say. And what advice do you have for them?
Yeah. So if you are planning to start, you know, investing, I would say listen to podcasts like this, learn from those that have done it, and talk to experienced investors. You know, you'd be surprised how many of them are willing to share their knowledge. And I think, you know, when it comes to investing, it really does require patience and discipline. You know, create an investment criteria and stick to that. Be prepared to wait for those opportunities. I could think the last piece here is really, I cannot stress enough the importance of having a good team behind you, because this is not a business that you can do on your own, right? So find that anchor person, whether it's a real estate agent, a property manager, that can help you know, help you build that team from your lender to contractors and all of those people that can help you create a successful business.
Also great advice. And last question, what is your favorite book that's impacted your mindset?
Yeah, so my favorite most recent book, I suppose, probably in recent, I mean, like in the last like year or two, I've still looked at this book every once in a while, but it's a book called Building a Second Brain by Tiago Forte. Have you read it yet?
I have not read it. No.
Okay. I would highly recommend it. So the book is really about like knowledge management and organization. And I know that sounds really boring, but the book is great because he takes you through like this actionable set of instructions on how to capture, organize, and synthesize information. So whether you're in meetings or you have a new project that you're working on, you know, organizing your digital life from like how you're organizing your documents to your note-taking, but even though it's sort of about productivity, you know, it's actually about unlocking the creativity that you have, because when you have things organized in like your notes and the way you gather information, your brain is now freed up to be more creative. So I really, really like that book. Highly recommend it. You know, one of the things is, you know, being able to refer to your notes really quickly. And again, it's like the second brain thing. I don't have to remember it here because I have it all somewhere else and I can quickly find what I need. So I use it for work. I use it for personal projects. So definitely highly recommend the book.
All right. Great recommendation. Nobody's recommended that yet. So good one.
Awesome.
Well, if people want to learn more about you or Point Central, follow you guys, how do they do that?
Yeah. So go to pointcentral.com if you would like to learn more about what we offer for short-term rentals. And then you can also find us on LinkedIn, Point Central. And then, you know, I feel free to follow me or connect with me on LinkedIn. I'm also on Instagram. It's just Angel Piontek. Would love to chat about Point Central or real estate or whatever. So be happy to do that.
All right. Angel, thank you so much for coming on. We had a really great episode. Learned a lot about smart home technology, and we'll catch you later. Thanks.
Awesome. Thanks, Avery.